How would you respond if someone tried to sell your relative some miraculous cure for their health issue, but you knew it was a fake remedy? In the United States, we have a term for people like this. We call them snake oil salesmen. Back in the 1800s, unscrupulous people offered medicine that they claimed could cure just about anything. But it was all a sham. Chinese immigrants to the United States had brought with them medicine that did have snake oil in it, and it was helpful for some ailments. But some people saw this as a way to make money, coming up with all kinds of unproven medicines that they sold to the unwary masses. The psalmist understood that people make imitations of just about anything, even God. In Psalm 96, he extolled the virtues and the powers of the true God, but he knew that some people were drawn away after false gods. He wrote, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens." The psalmist urges us to worship God because he is a great God and because he has done great things for us. Those are also two great reasons for us to declare his glory to everyone we can. But some people worship false gods. They claim that these gods have power to do all sorts of things. The psalmist says that in reality, they're worthless idols. Why would anyone take fake medicine? More importantly, why would anyone worship a worthless idol? They need you to share with them the glory of the true God. Look for opportunities to do that today.